My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure, startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach integrier- und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
Welcome to day 4 of a Karma U. Unhooking from overthinking. Defining the overthinking trap and focusing on the not your thoughts concept. Today, we address the relentless stream of what ifs, the habit of overthinking. Many of us mistakenly believe that if we worry hard enough, we can control an outcome. This session is about learning a new skill. Working with anxiety. You are not your thoughts. You are the awareness behind the thoughts. So, settle in, find a comfortable position, and let's create some space between you and your mind. Phase 1. Cognitive diffusion, creating distance. We begin by using a meditation to learn to let go with a meditation for worry. First, gently bring a current worry or anxious thought to mind. Don't engage with it, just notice its presence. Now, I want you to try labeling it. Instead of saying, "I'm going to fail," try adding the phrase, "I am noticing the thought that I am going to fail." By adding those few words, you instantly create distance. You are not the thought. You are the one observing the thought. Now, take that labeled thought and imagine it on a billboard that slowly drives past you. It moves from one side of your view, across the center, and fades away on the other side. You watch it go. It disappears. If it comes back, that's okay. Thoughts are just suggestions the mind offers. We are simply practicing the choice not to accept every suggestion. This is a fundamental CBT coping skill. Recognizing the thought without being consumed by it. Try it again, maybe with a different thought, a different worry. Simply observe it. Practice this throughout the day. Phase 2. Radical acceptance, moving from fighting to allowing. Our next step is the practice of acceptance. We're transitioning into a guided meditation on acceptance. Now, acceptance doesn't mean you like the worry or that you are giving up on solving a problem. it means accepting the present reality that you feel anxious and that you have worries. Resistance only makes the worry stronger, like trying to push a heavy door shut. Instead, imagine holding your anxiety gently, like a small struggling bird. You don't squeeze it, you hold it with an open palm. And repeat these phrases silently to yourself. I accept that I feel anxious right now. I accept that my mind is offering me these thoughts. I will not fight this feeling. I will allow it to be here. By softening your resistance, you activate your capacity for emotional regulation. When you stop fighting the worry, its power over you naturally diminishes. True freedom comes not from controlling your thoughts, but from choosing how you respond to them. So imagine seeing an old worry, a moment of rising anxiety from your past. Examine it as if it was in your hand. Move it from one hand to another with almost childlike curiosity. You feel no emotion. It is no different from a fallen leaf. It merely tweaks at your curiosity. When you can view your worries with impartiality, you truly master your own thoughts. So relax now. Maybe rummage through the memories you have of past worries and examine them with an abstract feeling of curiosity. You've practiced the vital skill of unhooking from the narrative. Remember, you are not your thoughts. You are the vast open sky, and your worries are just the passing weather. You can choose to step out of the storm and observe it from the stillness within. Carry this sense of grounded observation into the rest of your day, making peace with the present moment. Well done. Now, wherever you are, whether you're sitting, standing, or lying, just connect with your breathing today, right now, in this moment of time. Breathe in positivity, happiness, and hope. Hold your breath at the top, acknowledging the miracle of another day of awareness. And then as you breathe out, relax, unwind, and be thankful of opening your mind to your true potential. Relax now. Open your eyes. Embrace the day. Thank you for being part of Calming Anxiety. Bookmark for tomorrow for day 5 of A Calmer You. Feel free, please, to share this with friends, family, and colleagues to spread a little bit more calm around our beautiful world. And then in everything you do, it's simple. be kind.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.